Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Attention. Attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you, sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey. Bob, I've been really into Beat Sabering lately. It's like a little extra little workout you can do at home.
What?
I've been very into Beat Sabering lately.
What are you talking about?
Beat Saber. You never played Beat Saber?
Don't act like everyone in the world knows what Beat Saber is. Don't act like
he
you said.
He has played Beat Saber and he knows what it is.
I know he knows what it is. Thank you. Thank you, Jacob.
What is Beat Saber?
Bitch, on the Oculus.
Oh, you should have left. You said like you said fucking Super Mario Brothers. Bitch, don't act like it's the most common game in the world. I'm very good at Beat. I'm better than you.
I don't think so. Look at you. Okay.
Oh, and you?
What
oh,
are we bitch, both?
I be hitting the
bitch, that's me. Do you okay? What level do you do? Yeah, sure. On easy.
Hey.
On easy, sure.
Oh, this one. Boom, 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 bop. Boop, bop, bop. Oh, I go in on Beat Saber, no. Honey.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, we really gonna do this. We're going to Bob and I are gonna have a Beat Saber. A little Bob, we should do a game night with the patrons, like a game night, but like you and I. So we can do Beat Saber and some other ones, competition ones, like three. And I'm gonna do Molly Whopper.
Don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass yourself.
Bob, I'm very good at Beat Saber. First of all, I have better rhythm than you. Let's start there.
That's absolutely true. Based on what?
Just on me, my interactions with you, period.
Okay. You know, honestly, talk a bit, gang. That way when you go down, it's going to be, it's going to taste better than that dark skin Dorito, honey.
Just like how you went down last week on Sleeping Watchery. How Michelle Visage gathered you and your little dress you made. Like that.
Okay, I didn't go down. I was not in the bottom.
Close to.
Let's get that clear.
She was first bottom.
This week, Miss Thing has fully redeemed herself, honey. Yes, Miss Thing.
So y'all,
Allison Betty has just gone home.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, Betty just went home.
No. Your best friend, Robbie Turner.
Robbie Turner just went home.
Robbie Turner just went home, and you guys walked
in. Derek Molly whopped her.
You say that in the edit, like watching it, like you know, not being there, watching it, it looked like a pretty fear. It wasn't like Brady, like Betty. It didn't look like Derek really? Like, destroyed her, in my opinion.
Girl, her wig came off. Like she was falling apart. You thought that Robbie was like holding her own.
Not necessarily Robbie was holding her own, but that Derek wasn't like crazy, like, oh my God, like watching Chichi Devane and Nasha Lopez. Like that was a Chichi destroyed Nasha. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, to be fair. I don't care. I love it. To be honest, I mean, not to get too ahead of myself, but this episode had one of the saddest, hardest to watch lip syncs. Because I was like, because Dorji felt like she was losing it. She was like out of her mind.
Wait, Bobby, we'll get there. Spoiler.
I know.
So you guys walk into the fallout.
Six years later, spoiler alert.
And Derek Berry is sad and like you know, picking the pieces. She's just lip sync. And y'all are going out of, you specifically. Why do you hate Derek Berry in the season, Bob? Why are you coming for Derek so hard? Derek is like, Derek walked in sad. She's like, oh, I've been really sad. And she gave that long speech on the runway before. And y'all are just bullying this poor girl. And you were making fun of her for her. Like, Derek, that was the longest. To be, you like, you said something to the fact that.
No, you had to be there. You had to be there. And also, Derek, it wasn't just like Derek. It wasn't just us making fun. Derek was like, oh, that was funny. Because they started over, like, I mean, when I say Derek was talking, that's why the footage are overlapping over herself. Because she gave a diatribe. She gave a speech. I was like, she is really out of here. And we were all, because it was sad. And we were all kind of like tickled because it just went on so long.
Yeah. And to be fair, it's not that when you're on the runway, I'm never one of those girls who just talk on the runway. Even when I'm getting critiqued, I like to like one thing here and there. But some girls, who was it? On one of the seasons, I've done so many at this point. I think it was All Stars 4. Somebody, anytime the judge would say something, they had to give like, I was like, bitch, can we get through these critiques? Because y'all know critiques are long. And sometimes some people do just talk. I'm like, but stop talking so much. Just say like a thank you or like a funny one-liner. You don't need to have a whole full conversation with RuPaul. RuPaul trying to get the fuck up out of here too. We all trying to go to lunch. Yeah, so I hear people.
No, it looks bad. It looks bad on you when you, especially during critiques. If you're running a drag race, when they critique you, just say thank you and move on. Do not defend yourself. It will not work out for you. Just say Never. Thank you and move on. Trust me on this.
And then Thorgy is really, really mad at Chi-Chi. Thorgy, and swear that Chi-Chi is just wasting everyone's time. I'm like, what is Chi-Chi not doing in a challenge have anything to do with you? It really confuses me why Thorgy is internalizing Chi-Chi's not doing something in a challenge, making it about her and saying that she's wasting my time. Bitch, it's not your time.
Wait, Thorgy making someone else's run in the race about her? Unprecedented. This is florals in the spring. Thorgy on the show will make everybody else's experience about her. That's why I was so shocked and shattered when I found out that she was like saying all this stuff about me.
Well, you deserve it. But you know, and I'm kidding. Yeah, Thorgy is really making everyone's Taiwan Drag Race her experience. I'm like, bitch, work. It's not that deep. But that's pretty much all that happens in the fallout. And then y'all all, this is a very short little fallout thing. And y'all all get ready. And the show is clearly setting Thorgy and Chi-Chi together for the end. Because it's like Thorgy being like, Chi-Chi.
So?
Oh, 100%. Like, it's literally just.
Well, sometimes they'll misdirect you. Sometimes you'll think these two are the battle. And then it'd be like this person.
Yeah. But you know? They were like setting up like that. And then y'all come in the next day and RuPaul enters saying, y'all played the little mini game with the pit crew. I have to say, I mean, people know the pit crew now, but I missed. You remember Miles, David, Moody? They're really hot.
Yeah, of course.
Miles was part. I forgot. I think
they're all hot.
Yeah, they're all hot. But Miles specifically, he was a. There are some pit stop people that really become like a personality a lot, like him, Jason, the one that used to. Yeah. Everyone used to say that used to be stinky, Sean, but like good stinky. Like he had a very stinky smell.
Bryce,
and Bruno.
He's like a moment.
But people love Calix. The new one, Calix.
Last time I saw Bruno in person, I was like, you are a massive person. Like, you're like, he's just huge. He's huge. I was like, this is wild.
And for this mini challenge, y'all had to put them on the top and bottom bunks. And all of y'all did poorly, besides Derek.
But also, none of us, we didn't watch each other do it. So we don't even know what the T was on this fucking thing. We were like, they could have fucking said anyone. Got this many right, that many wrong. Changing the answers I'm not saying they did, but I'm saying they could have. And we would have just been like, sure, absolutely. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And the gag is when they tabulated it all, only one of the guys was a top and everyone else was a bottom.
I don't think that these are their actual positions. I think they were just being ridiculous. You know?
I mean, we can ask Miles David Moody if he's really a bottom. He is a lamb. Miles is a very big lamb.
Are you saying lambs are all bottoms?
That's not what I said, but Miles is.
Well, according to this particular episode, yes, Miss Thing is definitely giving, you know, the bottom edit. She's getting the bottom storyline for sure.
Uh-huh. And then y'all find out y'all are doing shady politics. Y'all had to give a campaign thing as a politician, but also smear your opponent.
And also, their bulges look really wild this episode. If you go back and look at like Derek standing next to the guy when he first starts picking, the bulges are vulgar. I know, but during this specific episode, because they pad their bulges so they all have identical bulges because you can't actually see VPL on TV. So everyone's bulges are all identical. They're all padded so that you don't see anyone's actual penis because you're not allowed to show them on TV. But something about the way there was stuff in this episode was just so vulgar. I was like, this is wild.
I've never padded my bulge on TV. I've always kept it natural and real.
Well, okay.
So you guys do not, Derek wins, but you guys do not get to choose teams. The teams are chosen for you. And it's Thorgy and Chi-Chi, Kim and Naomi, Bob and Derek. What do you think about these pairings?
And we were paired, except Kim and Naomi, who are friends. But me and Chi-Chi, Derek and Thorgy were just paired with our drama. Like, because it would have made more sense to put me and Thorgy together and have Chi-Chi and Derek be together because that would have been less drama, but it wouldn't make as good TV. Also, right. I want to point out too that I know Derek won a Casper. I ended up winning a Casper. They ended up just giving me a Casper. Like, they ended up just fully,
you know why,
giving me a Casper. Why?
Because RuPaul's Drag Race, Lindsay Rogers, she swore for Casper. So she hooked up, and she's a very big Bob the Drag Queen fan.
Oh, work. Thank you very much. I remember reaching out being like, can I get a Casper? And they were like, yeah, we'll give you a Casper. I don't sleep on the Casper anymore because we ordered a new Casper. So the current Casper we have is one that we paid for with our own hands, our own dollars. But yeah, I slept on that Casper for a very long time. Thank you for that free Casper.
Yeah, I liked it so much as well. I got one for free when I had my old apartment. And when I moved into my new one, when I moved to Harlem, I got a king size bed. So I bought a king size Casper, which I love it. I really love Casper, bitch. I used to have really bad. Oh my god, it's not even a Casper ad. I used to have bad back pain with my shitty Bob's Discount furniture, and the Casper really changed it. I used to work up every morning with like a little back pain, and I do not anymore since I switched to a Casper. So that's a true story.
Okay, it's starting to sound like a little bit of an ad.
Casper sponsors and rivalry. What up? What up?
I used to have really bad back pain, but thanks to Casper.
So right off the bat, Thorgy is going into this challenge with bad intentions. Her intentions to, she literally says to camera, she's like, I want to be better than Chi-Chi. I'm going to be better than Chi-Chi. It's like, bitch, y'all are a team. So going in with
there's
that.
There's no
that
way to be in a partnership.
No way. No way. Like, this used to be Bob. That's how Bob used to be with Sim Rimer. He's like, we're going to do this podcast. And I want to be better than Monet. And that's why the first 2 years were so shitty. When Bob changed his mindset, I wanted to work as a team and us to build together. That's when the things changed. That's when we started being regular and we started making a better podcast. When Bob came in with that first mentality, that's why it was so terrible at first. You know what I mean, Bob?
So you think our podcast was shit the first year?
Yes, absolutely.
Interesting. And what was your part in that?
that is Bob's favorite line. And what was your part in this?
Literally, what was your part in that? Y'all believe this little story about Monet if y'all want to. Y'all believe this crazy shit y'all want to.
I'm just saying, this is we know what Bob. We've worked through it and we're on the other side. We no need to rehash it.
Girl, you better. Okay. Anyway, continue with your little story.
But Kim and Naomi are fully, they just want to have a tea party. They are just having, Kim and Naomi are acting like they are just some girlfriends on vacation, just fucking hanging out. I'm like, what is going on?
I think that they were, I feel like they thought that me and Derek and Thorgy and Chichi were all going to like cannibalize ourselves and like not rise to the occasion. And I felt they were like, well, we got this one in the bag because those, they all hate each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And with you and Derek, like y'all wanted, like y'all both wanted each other to shine and be good. Like y'all wanted the team to be good. I think that was the difference between, obviously, between Thorgy and Chichi and you and Derek. Like you and Derek were committed to working as a team to yield a good result. When Thorgy was like, I want to be better than Chichi. I'm going to be better than her because she sucks. Did you think Derek sucked?
Well, me and Derek were also, did I think Derek sucked? No, Derek was great. Derek is really good in acting challenges.
No, going Derek into it, like before pretty, you started working together, were you like, oh, Derek's gonna be terrible. I'm gonna have to pull Derek through. I'm making
no, work. Because Derek was really good at the snatch game. Derek was really good at Bitch Perfect. Derek pretty much almost anytime we had to like do a, Derek was only bad at design. Derek was really bad at design challenges. But when it came to like performing comedy, improv, Derek was pretty good across the board. So I knew that Derek would be great, and I was, and also Derek was really interested in Derek was really down to do like the slander stuff, which I thought was really, really fun. He really, obviously we haven't got to the rehearsal yet, but he really like went there when we did our slanders and stuff. So Derek was a great, great scene partner. I knew he would be going in.
Watching Kim and Naomi, this is like, this is literally how Kim and Naomi are now. It's just so funny to watch on the TV. It's Naomi like, yeah, and I think that we're going to do it. I'm going to say, like, you have, like, bad fashion. And Kim is like, I don't know. Think about it. It's, like, literally Kim and Naomi now.
Yeah, they are a very interesting pairing. Because they, if you know them, they make sense together. But yeah, their senses of humor are kind of different. They're an odd couple for sure.
I will say they both have a dry sense of humor. They both of their humor is very dry, but it works together. Remember when Kim and Naomi had their WoW show mug?
Makeup yeah, girls? I do remember that. Yeah,
yeah, mug.
Well, they also have this. But Kim also has a problem with certain cadences and inflections, and that's pretty persistent throughout the season. And if you talk to Kim, it's kind of that way too. And so she's really struggling with the fat ass bit.
Yeah. Well, I will say
it was like what a fat ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I guess let's jump into the rehearsals. Who was first? You and Derek were first.
Yeah.
You and Derek were first. Wait, can I
tell you this outfit that I'm wearing? This outfit that I'm wearing is, I got this dress for like, oh my God. Alfredo brought me this dress for like $15 in the garment district. And this little tweed jacket I'm wearing is, it's not quite a bolero, but it's not a bolero. It's from, what do you call it? It's from a thrift store. This outfit was just like,
and Bob used to love him. Girl, a two-tone wig, a little two-tone Bob. You'd be hard pressed to find Bob in this era of his rack without something blonde and a dark ass root, a very two-tone. You would love a two-tone wig.
Well, I never liked the idea of like light hair coming right out of my head. I feel like it looks better when it's dark coming out of my head and then lighter on the end. But I don't like myself in like bright, unless it's white. I will wear a white wig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks for my
talk. So you and Derek are going, and y'all are doing a really good job. Y'all are crushing it. Michelle is laughing, and I think you're right. A big part of what I liked about y'all's dynamic is Derek was really like willing to go there, bitch, with the fucking blood and shit. Like Derek was like had it all in his hair, like all. I was like, it was so juxtaposed to obviously what you were doing. It was really funny, and Derek's commitment to his characters was very nice.
Yeah, when Derek goes wild, she's like slamming that fucking bat down. She was really going in with the baby arm out of her mouth. Derek is a very generous scene partner. Very generous scene partner.
Nice. Which honestly, which makes me so upset about All Stars 5. Cause it was it a design challenge at 2-1st? I forget why Derek went home first, but I want to see Derek like do more challenges. Like I was so upset I was robbed of that in All Stars 5. I would love to see Derek be able to do more of this stuff. Because Derek is obviously very funny and in all the character stuff does a great job.
Yeah, Derek's great. Derek's a really good drag queen. Good for her.
Derricka Berry. And Kim and Naomi. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so Kim and Naomi go up, which their looks really match. Like, oddly enough, this, like, big shoulder, loose look. I mean, obviously, it's a coincidence because we all pack these political looks on our own. But they actually really look, like, great together.
Yeah, and they look really... And Naomi has, like, a little thing at the beginning, but she fixes it, and, like, she does a great job. But Kim struggles with the cadence and the inflection of how to deliver the line, and you know that that's going to be a little tough for her. But
weird because the reason why it's weird that she's struggling with the cadence, because these lines she wrote. It's not like someone else wrote it, and she's reading someone else's words. It's like she's just saying in a way that we were all like, It was just weird because it's because she wrote it. You know what I mean?
Did y'all get to watch the other
groups
go? But
also, Kim does also have a speech impediment. Just, I want to be clear. Kim does have a speech impediment. I cannot remember if we were watching or not. I feel like we were all there watching each other, but maybe not. I don't remember, to be honest.
Yeah, because they don't let you. I mean, anytime we did these kind of things in All-Star 7, I mean, in Season 10, we did not get to watch the other people go. You did not see what other teams did. So,
and I don't think we watched each other.
So you're a liar.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you, add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions. Allergies to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
And then it comes out to Thorgy.
And you really got yourself with that one. You really gathered yourself with that a little bit, didn't you?
Thorgy and Chi-Chi.
Also, wait, before we go, I didn't mention this. Back in the workroom, this is when Naomi is at her peak Pidgeotto. Like, back in the workroom, Naomi looks like fucking Pidgeotto with that fur and the hair going straight back.
Because Naomi's also always cold. So and y'all have heard this from many girls before. The workroom is super cold. Like, it's very, very, very cold. Miss Cracker, all season 10, All Stars 5 along, fucking fur coats on the inside. Like, it gets very cold. So, and I just know Naomi was fucking freezing.
But did you ever see the girls in Canada season one. Girl, you could see their breath. Yeah. I was like,
that sounds
they
wild.
Really said the north. Honey. They said, no, we're in the north, mama. Brooklyn Heights got these hoes. You want to hear a little alleged tea?
What? Tell me.
So you know that they have announced that some of the, they've in the trailer, they show that some girls are judging on Canada's guest judges.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, the reason why the girls are out of drag is because, honey, they was not allowed to be in drag on the panel.
I've heard the same thing buzzing around too, but not because of Brooklyn. Like, it's not like Brooklyn's request. It's because of something else.
I never said Brooklyn.
You are so messy.
I never said that. Anyway, Chi-Chi and 4G walk in to the space.
First verse.
And I love Thorgy's outfit. Thorgy's outfit is so fucking
Is it
cute.
Domino?
I think it is Domino. I'm pretty sure it is, actually.
Yeah. Thorgy looks really good. And I am not into this thing where they're... I mean, maybe in the room it may have felt chaotic because Thorgy's a little chaotic. But they're making it seem like Thorgy was so bad because she had so many ideas. And I know that can be to someone's detriment. If you have too many things you're trying to do, that can fuck you up. But I'm not into that because every time she do something, they were like, you were great, you're nailing it. Also, when you are filming stuff, it is better to go with more and have to edit. I mean, it is not great to edit in the moment. You should like have a clear plan. But I'm not buying the narrative that Thor just had so many things, it made it a mess. I'm not buying that. What about you?
I mean, I wasn't in there, but I have worked with Thorgy when she has too many ideas and it is a mess. So what I can say is that there have been times where I work with Thorgy and she is clear and succinct and knows exactly what she's doing. And there have been times that I work with Thorgy and I'm like, girl, what even is this? So I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah, but Thorgy, every time she delivers her stuff to the line, they're like, oh my, they're laughing. They're like, great, funny, next. And then Thorgy doesn't include Chi-Chi in this like one bit. And Michelle is like, are you sure? And Thorgy's like, yeah. She's like, you're sure? And then they move on.
But also when the judges say, are you sure? Bitches do it.
Yeah, true. Agree.
Like these are people judging you, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's very wise. Sidebar, I'm playing Breath of the Wild. I hate this game. I started liking it. There is not, like games like Final Fantasy and other adventure, open, like, there's more guidance. Breath of the Wild does not give you enough guidance as a player as to what to do next. First of all, they give you, like, 5 missions at a time. Right now, they're telling me to, like, get the fucking memories, but get the 4 beasts, but it is just, they leave too much for you to decide, and I don't like that. Final Fantasy does a really good job of leading you and guiding you. Uncharted, leading you, guiding you. Fucking, what am I playing the other game I was just playing? Last of Us. They lead you, guide you. Fucking this stupid game does not give you enough to where to go, and it's very annoying. Anyway, that's what I have to say.
Well, none of those are open world games.
You want to be, you're more subservient and obedient. You want to be told what to do.
Spider-Man is an open world game. Spider-Man leads you and guides you. Yes, there are many side quests and time issues to do, but there's a clear objective of what to do next. Breath of the Wild gives you like 8 objectives to do. You bitch, you're like, do I get all the memories? First of all, I can get all the memories because I don't have access to all the areas and shit. And there's some bitch dancing on a fucking swampland. I can get to the tower over here because this fire bitch gonna fucking fire my ass up. It's too much.
So I'm just saying, you're more subservient and obedient. You want to be boss around, tell what to do. Interesting. Kinky. Very kinky.
So, y'all go back to the workroom. Well, no, is y'all finished that day? New day in the workroom. Y'all come in, and she's still purse person. But I was like, I'm gonna fucking sell this house this season.
Actually, Chi-Chi has the purse when we walk in, not me. Everyone, we used to all take turns. I wasn't forcing. Also, by the way, I wasn't like forcing a catchphrase. I was just, Monet knows if I find something funny, I will do it. 1,000 times. I will never stop doing it.
I never experienced that.
I wasn't trying to soak it up or do all any of that stuff.
Okay, let me be very clear about soak it up.
It tickled me.
I said soak it up literally one time on the show. Okay, I did one time on the show, and y'all see all these bitches were finding sponges because I'm telling y'all from the first episode, sponges were everywhere. I don't know how they were under the stage. They had them on the judges thing. I don't know how sponges got everywhere. Sponges was just everywhere. I did it one episode. I didn't have to do it 7 in a row
Didn't you pull a sponge out and do this? Didn't you pull a sponge out yourself and do a thing?
Yeah, in the Untucked. Yes.
Oh, so you don't know how that sponge got there. You don't know how that sponge got in your hand and showed up on your face. You don't know how that happened? lying ass bitch. Also, everyone else was having fun. Everyone was having fun doing the purse. I wasn't forcing anyone to do the purse thing. We were all having fun with purse, I'm first.
Not purse, I'm first. Not her having a full government fucking passport ID name. I can't.
Her name is purse, I'm first.
That is so ridiculous.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know her. I did not know she had a last name. I thought purse was her first and last. I didn't know she had a whole nother fucking hyphenated shit.
Yep.
Work.
So we this is where we talk about my activism and my arrest and the time that I tried to recreate that picture recently in New York City when I was there for Pride. But you ever had a day where I looked at the video and I was like, oh, I look rough this day, girl. This is not the day for me to get in front of the camera trying to do a. I was backlit. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Well, we had some evidence that we'll be coming out to, because a little birdie told me that picture was doctored, the original one, that it was staged. So I'm conducting a full investigation. I will be exposing you for that green screen ass picture of you and the cop, actor.
Yeah, who's your little bird? Well, we have, there's footages too, mama. Footages, mama. And witnesses, mama. I got arrested right outside of Bryant Park. Mm-hmm. I tried to recreate it, but one day I'll recreate that image. But I also, this is where I say one of my favorite lines from the show that no one ever quotes, which I'm painting my face white, and I say, finally, someone to stand up for.
What did you say?
For white people. I said, finally, someone to stand up for white people. That is one of my favorite lines from the show no one ever quotes, but I really thought it was funny in that moment.
Bob, you think you're funny all the time, and you will laugh at your joke if no one else does. Which I honestly, big props to you. Props to your mom.
Party. Bob, fool your Bob.
And then this is also when I thought she was joking, but by y'all's reaction, I guess she wasn't. When Derek goes, Kim, are you from North or South Korea? But I think she was kidding.
No, she was dead ass. I don't know. Derek is wild. Derek is lovely, but wild, honey.
I was gagged. I was like,
I mean, Derek is the same girl who said, this is the same Derek who said, nobody was killed at Stonewall. Nobody.
Oh, this is true. Yeah, same this Derek. This is true. You're right. So I guess she didn't know. And then Kim educates Derek about how, you know, people just don't leave. So, like, if you leave North Korea, bitch, they will kill your whole family. Like, it's not like no one's like born and just like leaves and like has a good time.
So, yeah, I was like, Derek, you've never met anyone. I think I remember saying, Derek, you've never met anyone from.
Yes, he has.
You've never, not once in your life. Also, Kim is really from Michigan. Who? Anyway, also, Kim mean? Is fully from Michigan.
She says, okay, Kim says she was born in America, but she lived in South Korea from the time for when she went to elementary school in South Korea.
No, it's true. But it's so funny, whenever you ask Kim, like, what's it like to be born in Korea? She always goes, I don't know, I was born in Michigan. She always says that. She goes, I don't know, I was born in Michigan. That is like one of Kim's favorite bits. What's it like to be born in Korea? I don't know, I was born in Michigan. How would I know?
And y'all are getting ready for the black and white ball, or the what is the category? Is black and white all over?
Yeah, it's inspired by so Detox's, which is honestly one of the most iconic moments in reunion history. Detox showing up in grayscale. One thing about grayscale, though, if you ever want to do grayscale makeup, bitch, when you do grayscale, I do not care if you have the pearliest of whites. When you're in grayscale, your teeth end up looking yellow every time. Because your teeth aren't in grayscale.
Not I.
They have hints of yellow in them. Everyone's teeth has like notes of yellow in it. Even the big fake ones. Look, let's do some grayscales. Paint your face white, see how we're looking.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
So, can we talk about the look? First of all, I am very jealous. I mean, I had a moment on my season 10, that I was very proud of, a guest judge, but y'all had Vivica Fox. I grew up in a Vivica Fox household. Like, two can play that game. Vivica Fox the house down. So have her in front of y'all. Did you gag? Are you a big Vivica Fox fan?
You better name one Vivica Fox movie.
I mean, they're like five. You know, Vivica Fox, Nia Long, a lot of them. They were in like every black movie growing up. But now I'm blanking on which ones they were. But I grew up. There was a lot of Vivica Fox.
No, I love Vivica Fox. To be honest, one of my favorite scenes of Vivica Fox ever is the opening of Kill Bill. It is so good. Iconic. It is so. Black Mamba. I should have been Black Mamba. I love that. It's just so good. That fight scene is iconic. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. Really, really good. So, you up first. You said that your look was inspired by Grease. How was it inspired by Grease?
Did I say Grease? Is it the movie Freaks?
Oh, Freaks. I was like, Freaks. What is Grease about this? I was so confused.
No, Freaks is a movie where like a bunch of like oddities and odd people were like at this like had this dinner. I saw it like years ago when I was like very young. I don't think there were actually any clowns in it, but this just reminds me of like how I would have wanted to show up to that like crazy freak dinner. I made this myself. I was very proud of this outfit. I made this outfit myself. I do wish that I had worn a white shirt.
Wait, your camera just cut out. You think you had what?
I said, I made this outfit myself, and I really wish that I had worn a black shoe and a white shoe. And when I did my photo shoot down the line, I actually ended up doing that. I really love this look. I wish that I could have done a better collar. I made the collar myself too. This hair is made by Perfidia, who's a great wig stylist in New York City. I met Domino through Perfidia.
Yeah, actually. I think this is your best look. This is your best runway look. Would you agree?
I have to really think about them, but probably this is a great look. I'm very proud of this look. I really like this look a lot.
Yeah, I think it's cute. I like the corset in the mixed match pattern with the cat suit, and I like you had the gloves and the nails on it. Yeah, I think this was your best look this season for sure. And the hair obviously was great. And you did clown makeup to make the whole thing like it all works. I agree. I wish you had a white shoe.
Yeah, I was very proud of it.
But I think it still works.
Yeah, I wish I'd done that. And Derek Barry is in this reveal look, which I remember seeing this dress on the rack and being like, oh my god, that's so
which
ugly.
One?
But then the reveal dress specific the reveal. And being like, oh my God, who would wear this? But on her, it actually kind of makes sense. A little bit, to be honest. I wish she had worn bigger hair.
Though. I wish too, but this is very Derek. And I think this is nice. She's in full grayscale. So I think she looks great. It's not, I mean, the white dress
is very Derek circa 2016.
Yeah, the white dress is ugly. The white dress is ugly. But the whole story of the revealing into it, like that's impressive. But if she just wore that white dress, bitch, go home. That white gown is ugly.
Yeah, but the reveal was very, yeah, very well done.
I agree.
You know?
Up next, Naomi Smalls. She padded for this one, and I just wish she had gotten white or great tights. Like, the fact that her legs are in full color and everything else is black or white is wild. That's the only thing. But you know, man, I love a kitty cat wig. This corset dress thing is beautiful. The boots was just that she had on.
This is mm-hmm. literally Raven's
yeah.
finale look. Like, not a replica of yeah, the actual I, one.
Yeah. Because for Raven was back then, because Naomi is an LA queen. Raven was kind of like Naomi's drag mother a little bit.
Redlands, you do not call Naomi LA queen. She used to get mad. Like, she goes, "I'm from okay, Redlands."
Well, Naomi is.
She would always say, "I'm a Redlands queen."
And Raven was kind of like Naomi's drag mother. Like Naomi, like one of her first performances was at Pomona 340, the show that Raven used to host.
Yeah, and she looks really good. I do agree. The burst of brown on the legs yeah. is taking me out. And I think she had one pair of gray on top of some brown, and they were poking through. Is what I think it was,
okay, actually. Got it.
Yeah, but it is. Well, she looks. Naomi always looks good in the kitty cat. I wish she should do more kitty cats.
Again. Naomi at this so point, good. Naomi has like 19 custom fronted wigs in every an afro, a bob, a lob, an asymmetrical bob, in every color. Naomi is wild. Naomi has so many custom front wigs in every shape, size, and color. It's insane.
What's her name? Naomi said that was the last time she ever had it.
Really?
First and last. One Damn. Time only. One night only.
One night. Come on, baby. Okay. Up next, Kim Chi. This was okay. When this came, this first of all, this is a fucking fierce look. But when Kim came out with this, bitch, the internet was gagging. This like sad French clown. I remember when she posted this shit because she did the fucking photo shoots. Everyone was like, "Whoa!" Like game changer, makeup queen, like the queen. This it's a very smart idea. It's really cool. I can't do graphic makeup like this. I'm not good at that, but Kim looks fucking great. This is a really cool look.
We did have a chat with her, but there was a chat amongst the girls. They were like, "This isn't grayscale, Kim. This is black and white. It's not grayscale." But that being said, she still looks great.
I mean, but this is how you would do. Oh, also, the category was not grayscale. Rue said the category is black and white.
No, that's
well, what Rue said.
But when we got our thing, it was grayscale. Our prompt, we all got the prompt to say grayscale. Because how about one of us? How about one of us were here? And how about one of us was there?
But RuPaul said, what came out of RuPaul's mouth was black and white. Black and white all over. That's what RuPaul had said.
And it was grayscale. And in our prompt, it literally said, inspired, like, it literally said detox. Like, the way detox did it at the finale of all of Drag Race Season 5.
Well, I can't speak for that. I wasn't there. But this is, I think it's a great look.
Bitch, I'm speaking for it. I'm telling you, bitch. Taking word for it.
Thorgy Thor. This is not my favorite. This is, and I'm the pedestrian queen. It just feels really pedestrian, like super pedestrian.
Well, she wanted to do like a Carrie Bradshaw. I'm like, kind of thing that drives me crazy that she's wearing her belt. She kept saying Carrie Bradshaw. What drives me the crazy is she's wearing the belt backwards. She stretches her back to the camera, and you can see her belt, and she's wearing the belt backwards. That is such a weird. This is also Thorgy's first time ever wearing a lace front.
Oh, at first, bitch, like Naomi, first and last. I don't think she's ever worn a lace front after this moment, girl.
No, she's worn a few. She's worn a few since then. She hasn't worn a few, but you know, Thorgy's hair is in that hat. That's why Thorgy doesn't wear lace fronts like that. Her hair is in the hat.
For those who don't know, you're just watching this with us. Thorgy, what you've seen in the workroom, that is Thorgy's actual dreadlocks. Thorgy has a lot of hair. That is a lot. They're like down to like almost her butt. So that's a lot of hair to hide under a wig.
Yeah, she's got him in there. And then Chichi Devane is wearing a gown from her drag mm-hmm. mother. And I do think that her grayscale makeup could have been done better. She's very, very light skinned for grayscale. You know what yeah. I mean? But she looks good though. I do think she looks really
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Thorgy looks great. I mean, I think Chi-Chi looks great. I wish the gloves were not white. I mean, I guess it matches her face, so it makes sense. But we know they're gloves. I wish the gloves were a different color. But yeah, the dress, it's a stone gown, classic with the foxtails. It's a very, very Southern pageant girl thing. And I think, yeah, she looks great.
I'm really into this back jewelry idea. I want to do some back jewelry, like jewelry that goes, just drapes down the back. It looks so
cool. I know this guy that can give you a pearl necklace on your back. Would you like me to connect you with him?
Andrew?
Not Andrew.
He's dating my friend. He's dating my friend, so
And watching the commercials, you and Derek's was by far the funniest. Very, very funny. Y'all worked really well together. It was great.
I was very proud of my commercial. I still stand on the platform for BJs, you know, better jobs for all Americans. I thought there was some good writing. I'm very proud of everything we did in here. I'm very proud of my work on this ad. And I think Derek also did a pretty good job as well.
What did you think of Kim and Naomi's?
Honestly, I wouldn't have put Thorgy in the bottom. I probably would have put Kim in the bottom, actually.
But then you have to put the whole team, and Naomi wasn't bad.
If I'm being completely honest. I know, but maybe if I was doing it, I wouldn't be judging by groups. You know what I mean? Who fucking knows? Like, I just didn't think, I thought that Kim had the worst ad, actually, in my opinion.
I think you had to do it by teams.
Who do you think
because
had the worst
ad? You and Derek were so good, and y'all were, you know what I mean? So if you split y'all up, that I think they probably had to do it by teams for that good, because y'all were the best team. Like, it makes sense that you judge it by teams, because you guys were both dependent on the other person, you know what I mean, to make yours a thing.
But who had the worst
ad? Out between Chi-Chi and Kim.
Yeah, for me it was Chi-Chi and Kim. I thought that Naomi's was pretty good, and I thought Thorgy's was pretty good too, which sucks Thorgy, for Thorgy, because she was on the team with Chi-Chi and hers ended up being bad. And then again, you know, lip syncing against Chi-Chi is not the fantasy you want in life. Whether it's a ballad or it's a fucking flipping song.
Yeah. And also, know? Just watching Kim get the critiques as a sad clown was fucking hilarious. Like, this bitch just looks so sad. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, they were ripping Kim up, and Kim was just sitting there just sad and started crying. And this is the episode where Kim was crying to me during the lip sync. During the lip sync, Kim was just like boo-hooing and like holding on to me and crying. And she goes, I didn't think it'd be this. The direct quote was, I didn't think it'd be this hard. As a sad clown.
That shit is hilarious.
and then Naomi like checks on Kim during the thing. It was very sad. Kim was tore up this episode. Kim was really tore up, bro.
And then Chi-Chi and Thorgy lipstick to end on to.
Wow, you are taking too much joy. You are taking too much joy.
It's the sad clown. And Kim
Monet,
it's doing this all at that sad fringe clown.
Oh my God. Y'all seen the real Monet. Y'all know how Monet said, I take joy in her pain? Y'all are literally watching Monet cackle at Kim's
pain. It's kind of like when Aquaria and the Vixen were arguing, but Aquaria was in that, like, she had those, like, downturn eyebrows, and she had, like, that thing, so she just looks crazy arguing with that expression fade on her face. Anyway.
Wow, you are wild right now. This is wild.
So then, Chi-Chi and Thorgy lip sync, and yeah, I agree. Lip syncing against Chi-Chi is no easy feat, and it's Andy, I'm telling you, like, Thorgy does that random cartwheel for no good goddamn reason. I'm like, what is going on?
Okay, so let me use some behind the scenes tea. So this episode, you know, me and Kim don't drink, so Kim and I gave Thorgy our cocktail. I think Thorgy was a little turnt. If you watch this untucked, Thorgy is turnt. She starts talking to herself in the corner. Thorgy made up her mind that she was leaving before this lip sync even started. At the end, she's holding up Chi Chi's hand. She waves to the judges and then does a cartwheel. Look at me. Look at me. Cartwheel. That was a very odd decision. And Thorgy just made up her mind that she was going home this episode before.
Not y'all sabotaging Thorgy and giving her y'all liquor. That is so shady.
We didn't have to. We didn't force it on her. Put it that way, honey. She accepted it freely, honey.
And then Chi Chi has that dramatic moment with the jury like busting out on stage. It was very bitch. The drama of this lip sync. I can't. It was just drama, girl. And in the black and white, it just all felt very.
This is honestly. So for those of you who don't know, the lip sync song was "And I'm Telling You," from Dreamgirls, the original with Jennifer Holliday. This is probably, in my opinion, the most iconic lip sync song that has ever been on this show. I'm thinking hard about that, and I really feel like it is. This was an amazing,
one of the most iconic lip syncs on the show.
Lip sync song. Lip sync. No, the lip sync song. This is the most iconic lip sync song.
Oh yeah, I would agree. And it's also like a drag staple. In any drag bar in any country in America, anyone has seen a queen do this number.
I'm sorry. What was that? Any country in America?
any country in America? In the state in America, or honestly in the world. I mean, I can't speak to. I mean, I've seen a lot of drag shows outside of America, but I've not seen a whole bunch of people do. And I'm telling you, but my experiences are pretty much everywhere in America I've been to, someone has done this number dramatically, and it's always a thing. So I would agree. It definitely is one of the most iconic songs.
Yeah.
And with that,
girl, they tore Kim down. I'm just thinking about Kim. How sad she looked the whole time. They whooped her up. They gave her the business, Gave Kim the business. Oh, my God,
Bob. You're delighted. Who's the one delighted? We were done. Bob said, let's come back. They fucking got that bitch together. You literally will not let it go.
I'm not smiling.
You're smiling. You're literally not smiling. Don't try to fix your face out. Nigga, you was just smiling. You were like,
also, if you look at me and Cameron in the lip sync, we're literally holding each other. This was like, we were so emotionally drained. Like, I remember being like, I'm so tired. I honestly don't even know how you have done Drag Race 3.
And every times. Time I come back, and that this is it. By like episode 7, wild. 8, you are exhausted every time of them. I've lasted the first season, time I got to 10, and the other two obviously get to the end. This season is 12 seasons. All Stars 4 was 10 episodes. By this point, this is the point where you're like literally any little thing someone says to you will fucking break you down. Like anything someone says to you, you're like, oh my God, I just can't. Like you're exhausted by this point. I feel that. I know that, girl. By this point in season 10, I was in the bottom twice.
And I remember me and Kim just holding each other, crying and being like, I am beat up and tired. To quote Nicki Minaj, it's not about the race either. It's the marathon, honey. I was like, this shit is wild.
So Thorgy goes home. Your biggest competition. Well, you didn't think she was yours, but you were clearly hers. And I know Thorgy was mad as hell that she went home so soon. Because she's also going to the end, like legit, until y'all drugged her up and untucked.
She also had one of my favorite lines leaving the workroom, which was witty catchphrase, you know what I mean? Leaving the stage. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in her message, she wrote down like, please take Bob down. Like she was obsessed.
No, she did not.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Are you looking it up? Which nigga, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at it. Please take down Bob. She's terrible. Clowns, all of you, come to New York. Please take down Bob. She's terrible. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I was like, Thursday, you are obsessed.
Oh my God.
Obsessed. On her way out, she was like, please take down Bob.
And you were like, the next day, y'all walking to the work.
It is. Clowns, all of you, come to New York, but please take down Bob. She's terrible. Anyway, heart you guys, top three, Naomi, Bob, Derek. Oh. Let's see. That was Shakespeare. Part
wild.
Like you go into the next day, like your New York City sister left. You think it's gonna be like a sweet message. She's like, send Bob home. Damn.
Literally, I was like, this is wild. She was obsessed with
damn.
Me. I can confidently say.
Well, there's only. Well, let's get on the podcast and find out.
You know, we'll throw you on one day. Let's have we can have, we should get one of the girls off one.
We should
at some point. Should we do a reunion? Let's do a reunion.
We should do a reunion. God never got to do one. I'll moderate it.
That could be very fun to have a season.
I would reunion. Be honestly. That could be really fun. I'm down. Let's try to make it happen. And right? In Truth of Marbury fashion, it never will.
All right, we're going to try to make get the word out to all of our season 8 sisters. Now, if we get Robbie to show up, bitch, that will gag.
Oh, my God. Okay, Bob, we have to do this. We have to try to get Robbie and all the season 8 girls, obviously, rest in peace, Gigi, for a season 8 reunion. That would be, if we got Robbie, bitch. Oh, and now Bob's frozen.
Girl. Lord
Jesus.
I'm not frozen.
Your face is frozen. What?
I'm Ellen. That's not the truth.
Frozen. You're frozen. We were frozen.
Wait, Jacob, frozen. What's not the truth?
Right. Bro, you're frozen. Bob is frozen. Bob is frozen right now. Yeah. I can hear his voice, but
well, not frozen. This
your obsession frozen. With Disney and Elsa and Anna and them is ridiculous.
All right. Goodbye. You. Goodbye. Hit the button, Jacob. Bye.
So oh, you're back.
Burritos.
Bob, put these damn burritos down. Burritos. Put the burritos down.
Hit the button.
Oh, my God. I can't listen to this. Bye, y'all.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Attention. Attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you, sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.